You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 28th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, how to save money so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're listening to our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with our guest on the show. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150, 1-855-400-1150, or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, for the first time, we have Heidi Peters of RDH Insurance Professionals. What if your thumb stole your career? Heidi, I love the title of our topic today. Very excited to see you in studio. And this is 3 days in a row that we've been together. I just really like our relationship that we're starting to build here. And yeah, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me come. You are totally an inspiration. So, yes, you did that to me. So I feel comfortable coming to do this my first time.
Love it. Thank you, Heidi. And a little bit about Heidi. Heidi Peters is the president of RDH Insurance Professionals LTD. Heidi started this company in 2004. While still practicing clinical dental hygiene full-time, she believes that communication is the key to making informed and wise decisions, and she wanted to be the bridge between dentistry and the insurance industry. Dental hygiene is a profession that is hard on the human body and can result in reduced or lost income. There is no greater asset than the ability to earn a wage, and this asset should be insured. Heidi has been helping dental professionals protect their automatic deposits since 2004. Heidi expanded her practice to include medical and dental care providers in November of 2019. Her own disability injury inspired her to reach out to those that care for others.
Heidi, let's start out with, tell our listeners, how did you come to be on our show? What is this? How did you get to this journey to the Money Hour today?
Well, changing careers in 2018, I was, of course, you know, when you're in dentistry, you're face to face with patients all day long. And if you hang out with me like Tina has for 3 days in a row, you know, I love to talk. I love people. And changing from that face to face interaction with people to having my own insurance company in my home, that kills my soul. I need to be around people. So I researched finding a fabulous networking women's group so that I can find a new tribe I can hang out with. And I found NOW, Networking of Women.
Shout out to Rayanne, founder of NOW.
Yes, she's wonderful. And so one of the first people that I met there was Tina. And Tina gave her one-minute talk. And I'm like, wow, she is an inspiration. And I think I've been there now 4 times. Mm-hmm. And every person in this group is phenomenal. So I've already read Tina's book. I've already, you know, I missed the retreat.
Next time.
I know.
Next time.
I'm a loser. I didn't go. I couldn't go.
It was actually not just 1 day. It was actually 2 days. I kind of left that out. This was a special treat because it was for now. So it was a sleepover. And so, yeah, it was a commitment time, definitely. Yeah, next time, Heidi. So, Heidi, let's talk about your career change recently and actually is what brought you now. It's how I met you and how you're getting out and sharing with people. And the title, there's a little something that goes with the title of our conversation as well around that. So can you share that?
Well, I never thought in a million years that I would be one of the healthcare providers that would have a disability. I came into starting my company wanting to help others, never thinking I would have to partake. And I've been going to all the schools since 2004 and preaching the importance of insuring your greatest asset. And my left thumb 10 years ago started to have some issues. So I just ignored it for a while. Then I started wearing braces. And in January of 2018, it became apparent that it was not going to let me continue to be a full-time practicing hygienist. So I went part-time. And then in November of 2018, my hand specialist says, you're done.
Done.
So I had to figure out who am I now? Because I was what I did. I did what I loved what I do. And now my side gig had to step forward, and I had to recreate, why do I get up every day?
Yeah.
So you're left-handed, I take it?
No.
No?
I am right-handed with a left thumb injury.
Oh.
I can't pull those nice tight lips that you guys all want to hold together. I can't do that anymore. I did at least 80% of the anesthetic in the practices I work with, so having to hold, you know, lips back out of the way. 37 years of being in dentistry, it's done.
Yeah, well, Keelan can imagine, can't compare, it's not his career, but, you know, with your industry, and it's affected your passion and what you want to do, and that's soccer.
Yeah, I had a, you know? I had a ACL reconstruction here on the 15th of August, so you wouldn't know it. I'm actually walking now, but yeah, I feel the pain, literally.
Mm-hmm. And you never know.
No.
You know, everybody always says when I go to the schools, the first thing the students say, but I do yoga. I'm sorry. Yoga's not going to help my left thumb.
Yeah.
So it's just, you never know. You could get sick. You could get injured.
Yes.
You know, those life interruptions can be devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, and when you need it, right, is the time that, like, when it actually happens to you, it's like life insurance kind of, right? You're like, nah, death insurance, nah, you know? But then when you actually need it, and I've experienced this personally in my life, like, it's an amazing tool that you have. It's the same kind of concept. So tell our listeners exactly what your business is and who do you primarily serve?
Up until November of last year, it was only hygienists. That's what I came up with the name. RDH Insurance actually stands for Registered Dental Hygienist. I knew that it could grow into retirement, disability, and health if I wanted to change the name to something more. Mm-hmm. So primarily it's been with the hygienist. I have recently expanded, and I will be going into Montana to help the care providers and hospitals there, which I'm really excited about. I am from Montana, and
I heard that accent there.
Yeah.
They have a Montana accent?
I don't know.
Well, I just heard when she said Montana, it sounded like a Montana accent to me.
We don't think we have it, but, you know.
I'm going to be listening now, no Montana. Pressure.
Oh, no, now I can't talk. And, you know, Montana is a wonderful state. It's who you know and the connections you have with people. And my brother happens to be a hospital administrator. And he didn't know what he has. He doesn't know what the hospital provides. He just doesn't care about that. You know, healthcare providers are so used to taking care of others. I want to help them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you're continuing to build outside of hygienists.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So Heidi, what is a disability income insurance, and what does it insure?
And everyone always thinks that disability insurance insures a disability. Like it's connected to your body, it actually is paycheck insurance. So it's insuring that paycheck coming in. Typically will restore about 60 to 65% of your income, because that's where your tax bracket falls. Unfortunately, the higher wage earners, they have reverse discrimination. So you might have to layer on two policies. But it's actually insuring that if you get sick, if you get injured, and you have a loss of wages, that you will be restored.
I love how you said that in your bio, too. I have a finance background as a financial advisor. We always used to say your biggest asset is you, and you mentioned that in your bio, and it's so mm-hmm. true. You are your biggest source of income, and why would you not insure that? I mean, you hit it on the head. So important. That could devastate your family. So important. What other kind of objections do you hear when it comes to this type of insurance?
Probably the biggest one is cost.
Yeah.
They think it's too expensive. I would say investigate. Don't go with just what you think. But look at it, you can pretty much think it'll be around 3% of your gross. Probably the second biggest objection is they're fearful they'll be excluded. They already mm-hmm. have something going on, mm-hmm. and what they want insured, like your knee, mm-hmm. would be excluded. And then they think that's the only body part they have, and it wouldn't be worth going through the process.
So if someone's listening to the show today, Heidi, and they're looking for a professional, obviously that's why you're here, because we bring in the best of the best, people that we really, really want to introduce our listeners to. But how are they going about and meeting someone like you?
First of all, I would interview whoever you are speaking to. How many hygienists, if you're a hygienist, do they have a big population of hygienists that they insure? Do they speak the same language? What are their belief systems in disability? I mean, this is something that's the hardest insurance to get, and I would make sure that whoever you're going through, that disability is one of their top products that they go after.
Yeah.
Heidi, can you share with our listeners the talent you discovered that makes you who you are and how you add value?
My talent probably, which was a curse or it could be a benefit, is I love people. And it's, you know, no one wants to buy a product that they all want the right income, the right outcome. So you really have to be able to talk to someone, find out what they want, go through their objections, make them feel safe to have the conversation. And so I love people.
Yeah. So Heidi, you'd mentioned that you took the time out of your day to start reading my book, and I want to thank you for that. And I know in the beginning we talk about your why, and so have you figured out, you know, you've talked earlier as well, when I heard you yesterday and you were, or day before yesterday and you were speaking at Now, you had the center stage for your presentation and really talking about the why about what you do. So share a little bit around that.
When I read your book, part of that, I think you're in my head, Tina. I love Tony Robbins, if you know me, and he believes everyone has a primary question. It took me a little while to figure it out, but my primary question that I ask myself all day, many times over, is how can I help?
Yeah.
And that's what gets me out of bed. That's what fills my bucket. How can I help?
And I love that, and it's definitely in line with my word inspires. If I could just be an inspiration, just to at least one person, my day's a success. Love that, Heidi.
So, unfortunately, Heidi, we're running out of time here, but before we go, I'd love to ask you, what are some last thoughts that you want our listeners to grasp or things that they can carry forward from our conversation here today?
Protect your family. Protect your lifestyle. At least find out what your options are. Don't be fearful, and make sure that you have more certainty in your future.
Love it.
Great advice. Heidi, thank you so much for coming in and joining us in studio. Look forward to having you back again. And I know I'm going to see you real soon again. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you both.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, grow your business by creating community. Tracy Warren of InSpark Coworking LLC, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.